Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. We're going to do another randomised team this week. We did one last week, which was just based on the round 21 team list. Got a really positive response from you guys. The numbers were sensational on it. Got sent a stack of teams as well into my Instagram. So we're going to do it every single week now until the finals start, and then we might even do it for the start of the finals. Obviously, half the teams will be gone then, but it will be interesting. I actually have to order some more footy cards. I'm just about done with my unopened packet, so I might have to order a few more. So today we've actually got pretty much our last footy cards. I'll order some this week and make sure they're here next week to be able to do these and continuing into the season. But we've got a pack of 2010 champion cards. Now in those ones, there's 7 cards and 1 holographic, so there's 8 footy cards in that one. We've got a 2012 champions pack where there is 10 in each one, so that gives us 18 cards to pick from. So we're going to need one more pack, and we've only got one more box of cards, which we don't really like to dive into these ones too much because they are pretty special. They're the Series 1 Rugby League trading cards from 1996, and you get 7 cards in this one. So seeing as we're opening the Series 1 at 96, we'll open all of those. We'll open the 2012 champions because there's 10 in that. And then for the last, 3 cards to get to 20, we'll open from the 2010s packet. So pretty special day to be opening a unopened pack of trading cards from 1996. Will be pretty cool. Unreal branding on it too. It looks great. So remember, the rules for randomized teams are you got to have in front of you or on your phone. You can either do it pen and paper. That's how I like to do it. Or you can do it in your notes. Numbers 1 to 20, we have to pick a rugby league team. 1 to 13, you have to pick guys in their positions or positions they've played a fair whack of first grade in at least. So, for example, a guy like Joey Marnie, you could pick him at centre, you could pick him at fullback, you could pick him at 5'8 because he's played there so recently. So there is guys that you can pick all over the place, but you do need to try and stick to positions they've genuinely played in. Once you pick a guy in a position, you cannot change them, you cannot move them, so you have to be a little bit strategic there. And you have to, as we open each packet, we're going to go card by card. Whoever the player on the card, the club they're playing for at the time, you have to pick a player from that club that is playing this weekend in round 22, so you'll have to have their team list open as well. You'll probably be able to do most of it off the top of your head. I know you're all very keen footy fans. I'm going to keep it open just in case to make sure that we don't pick anyone. Like, you might actually pick a Jerome Hughes or someone like that. So I have it in front of me to be safe. 1 to 20. You pick 1 to 13. 14 is a utility. 15 is a middle forward. 16 is a middle forward. And 17 is usually a back rower. And then you have jersey 18, 19, 20. So we pick an entire squad here. Jersey 18, 19, and 20. One of them is a utility outside back. One is a utility spine player. And one is a utility forward. So you have to pick all of those positions. You have to have them all covered, and once you pick a player in a spot, you cannot change it, you cannot move them, you cannot pick a player twice either, obviously. All right, We've talked and we've flabbergasted for long enough now. Let's get stuck into it. Remember, when you're done, send them to me. Remember also, as I read out the name of the player and the team, you can pause this podcast, write your answer down, and then see which direction I go, because it only takes three or four different picks in the first, 10 odd cards that come out, and our teams can be vastly different. So it's going to be very exciting to see how we go. Let's open up. The Rugby League Series 1 1996 trading cards, Dynamic Marketing, ARL. These are unreal. They're so good. They're like a metallic sort of color. They're a pretty cool little pack. All right, let's open up our first pack, the first 10 cards. Our very first card is a All-Star Team card. Jeez, these are old. These are unreal. All-Star Team card, and it is Paul Harrigan from the Newcastle Knights. So our very first player has to come from the Newcastle Knights that is playing this weekend. Probably not the ideal start we were looking for, let's be honest here, but I'm going to go through the Newcastle Knights side. Straight away, I was sort of thinking Dane Gagai. Could go for a Clemmer, a Frizzell. I'm probably going to go with Dane Gagai. I think I'm going to pick him in the center, so I'm going to go with Dane Gagai as my first pick from the Newcastle Knights and is playing this weekend. Dane Gagai in the centers. That's our first card. Paul Harrigan. How good. What a player. All right, our next one is Tyron Smith, a very young Tyron Smith. Of course, the father of Remus Smith. This is when Smith was playing for the South Sydney Rabbitohs. So we need to pick a player from the Bunnies. Jeez, Tyron was a tall fellow. They've actually misspelled his name on this, which is impressive. But yeah, jeez, he was a good player. All right, we need a player from the South Sydney Rabbitohs that is playing in round 22. I've only got one spot filled at the moment, which is center, so plenty of options to pick from here. Straight away, I'm sort of looking at Latrell Mitchell. Latrell's another one that you can sort of pick at fullback. You can pick him at center, wherever you would like. You might think you can get a better fullback later. Could go Cody Walker, Damien Cook, Cam Murray. A lot of options here. I'm going to take this chance to fit Latrell in my side, though, and I'm going to pick Latrell in the centers. I just feel like I can find probably a better fullback later than I can a center. So that's part of the strategy of this game. So at the moment, all I've got is my two starting centers. And I think that's happened before, Gagai and Latrell. Our next one is Shane Walker from the West Tigers. Shane Walker. What was that? That was very early in his career, 20-odd games. Shane Walker from the West. Well, it's actually the Balmain Tigers, to be fair. So I have to pick a player from the West Tigers this weekend. I've got my centers, so I might have to pick Dewey at 6 here. I'll have a look at the rest of the side. Could go with Jimmy Tamu. Could go with Dane Laurie. Pretty slim pickings here, and this is where it gets really tough. Could go with Joe Ofengawi. I think I can get a better 6 than Dewey, to be honest with you, and I think I can probably find better forwards than Joe O moving forward. I might just pick him as a front row forward, Joe O. So Joe Ofengawi from the West Tigers. I think a lot of you will probably go for Adam Dewey, and you might pick him. If I didn't already have my centers, I'd probably pick Dewey at center and be happy with that. But because I've got Gagai and Latrell, I think I can find a better 6 than Dewey down the track. As I said, you have to be a little bit strategic. Our next one comes from, oh, Jesus Christ, unbelievable. Our next one is Gary Larson from the North Sydney Bears. The North Sydney Bears makes it very tough. I'll say this, the only club that didn't exist was the goal. There wasn't a Gold Coast team in 96, I believe, off the top of my head. I don't think I've seen Gold Coast cards in here before for 96. So what we'll do is we will make the North Sydney Bears the Gold Coast Titans. So Gold Coast Titans, you need to pick a card from Gary Larson. What a player. What a player. I remember I met him when I was really young, and his voice scared the living shit out of me. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go and find an interview with Gary Larson. He's got a very, very deep voice. All right, Gold Coast Titans, we're picking one from here. So the Titans, a couple of options in their back line. Obviously, I'd love to get Jaden Campbell into my team somewhere, but I think Tino is simply too hard to turn down here. I'm going to pick Tino as my other front rower. Big Tino from the Gold Coast Titans. Thankfully, we avoided that North Sydney Bears shit fight. And of course, here comes another one. Ken McGuinness. This is his second year sensation card. He was playing for the Western Suburbs Magpies, so they will fall under the West Tigers banner on this one. This one's getting tricky here, isn't it? We've had two teams in a row that don't exist anymore, the Western Suburbs Magpies. They are under the West Tigers now. So we'll pick another player from the Tigers. This is where it gets tough now. I've already picked up Joe O. What I could do is pick Adam Dewey. I think I can find a better 6. Maybe I could pick him as my 14. I wouldn't mind that. I'm going to go with Adam Dewey as my 14. So he can be my utility coming off the bench, Adam Dewey. Surely we don't get any more Tigers cards. We're running out of decent players to pick very, very quickly. Our next card is Phil Clark from the Sydney Roosters. They were called the Sydney City Roosters in 96. Phil Clark from the Sydney Roosters, so we need to pick a chook. And this is where why I decided to leave Latrell Mitchell at centre so that I could get a guy like James Tedesco. So I'm going to pick Teddy in the one from the Sydney Roosters. So my pick from the Roosters, James Tedesco. All right, let's move to our next card. And guess who it is? The eighth immortal himself, Andrew Joey Johns. What a card. That would have been very early in his career. He'd only played 23 games at that point. 23 games, 6 tries, and 85 goals. I'll just read you his blurb very quickly from a 96 footy card. Andrew Johns' second full year in first grade surpassed his wildest expectations. The marvellously talented 21-year-old starred for Newcastle, represented New South Wales in state of origin, and was one of Australia's heroes at the World Cup. The good news for Knights fans is that he can only get better, and good God, didn't he get better. He, of course, went on to win the premiership the year after, come up with the match-winning play in the grand final, and then another 4 years after that, Clive Churchill medalist in the 2001 premiership victory. Joey Johns from the Newcastle Knights. Now, we need to pick a player from the Knights. We have already got Dane Gagai, so that takes one out. I'm probably looking at one of their forwards now, realistically. Tyson Brazel, I think he would go down an absolute treat right now. Clemmer in the front row. I've already got a few front rowers. I might go Tyson Frizzell as one of my second rowers. Tyson Frizzell. Also looked at Brayley there. I think he's been in sensational form so far this year, but the opportunity to pick up Tyson Frizzell, couldn't quite leave that one out. All right. That's our first pack of 7 cards done and dusted. So what I've got, James Tedesco at fullback from the Roosters, Dane Gagai in the centres from the Newcastle Knights, Latrell Mitchell in the centres from the South Sydney Rabbitohs, Joe O in the front row from the West Tigers, Tino in the front row from the North Sydney Bears, a.k.a. the Gold Coast Titans, Tyson Frizzell in the second row from the Newcastle Knights, and Adam Dewey was our Western Suburbs Magpies card, turned West Tigers in the utility role. So there are 7 picks so far. Let's hope open up our 2012 Champions Pack Premium NRL Collector Cards. See how we go here. This will be 10. I'm very interested to see how you guys have picked so far, where you went a little bit differently. I think there was a few that could have gone a few different ways, and I'm very interested to see what you did with your 2 Tigers picks. I imagine most people would have done what I've done, but Dewey might have got a pick at 5'8 or in the centres, depending on your teams. All right, our first card from the 2012 packet is Dave Taylor, the Coltrane from the South Sydney Rabbitohs. 2012, he was at the South Sydney Rabbitohs, so we need to pick another bunny. We have already got Latrell. Good opportunity to fill my hooker spot. I do not have one right now, so it could go Damien Cook. Good opportunity to also fill Cam Murray, or it could go Cody Walker in the 6. The longer you leave your key positions, the more fire you're playing with, essentially, so you need to keep that in mind. For me, though, I'm going to take the opportunity to pick Cam Murray in the 13. I just absolutely love him at the moment. Spoke about him on Bloke in a Bar the other night. He is just the most complete forward in rugby league right now. It's not even funny. All right, our next card is a checklist card from the North Queensland Cowboys. We haven't had the Cowboys yet. So the North Queensland Cowboys, we need to pick a player from the Cowboys that is playing this weekend. I need a winger. I could be looking at a Hamiso. I need a 6 or a 7. I could go a Chad or a Tom Dearden. Maybe a hooker. Reece Robson mightn't go too bad here. Or I could go Nanai in the second row. I think I might take a 9 here. I think I might go with Reece Robson. I've been really impressed with his footy this year. Been very happy with him. A couple of options I could have gone there. Obviously, got some pretty handy outside backs there. Could have gone Val Holmes on the wing. Maybe that might be the better pick, actually. I might go Val Holmes. He's playing centre this year, but as we all know, played an absolute stack of wing throughout his career. I'm going to go with Val Holmes as my pick there. I'm scrubbing Reece Robson. I'm going Val Holmes. Going to go with the star upside player there. Hopefully it doesn't turn out to be costly. Our next card is Jakey Friend from the Sydney Roosters. So I need to find a player from the Roosters that is featuring this weekend. We already have James Tedesco. I need a 6 and a 7. I need a hooker, I need a winger, I need a second row, and then I need to start to fill my bench. So I could obviously go for Joseph Suaalii, or I could go Daniel Tupu. I could get a back rower as well, like an Angus. Could be very handy. 9, got Sam Verrills, doesn't overly tickle my fancy. I think I can do better than Verrills. 6 and 7, though, could obviously go Luke Keary, could go Sam Walker. It's an interesting one. Like, you obviously would have gone Luke Keary every day of the week the last few years, but I'm kind of looking at Sam Walker and seriously considering him. We don't have a heap of cards left, but I think I can probably find better sixes or sevens. Maybe I'm taking too much of a pun here, but I'm going to pick Angus Crichton in my second row. I'm really gambling on some better halves appearing as we go, which is a gamble because so many of the best halves in the game are out at the moment. The more I think about it, Jerome Hughes, Nathan Cleary, maybe I've just made a mistake. Our next one is Jacob Lilleyman from the New Zealand Warriors. So we need to pick a player playing for the Warriors this weekend. Jacob Lilleyman, part of that that terrible, terrible Queensland 8 in a row side that tormented me throughout my teenage years. Very underrated player, Jacob Lilleyman. Okay, so I need to find... Jeez, tough. There's no real wingers that stand out to me. 6 and 7, I don't want to borrow that. Hooker, I think I can do better than Wade Egan. I think I might just pick Adam Fanua Blake, and I might just pick him on my bench. I think he's probably the best forward in this team, probably the best player in this team, arguably. So Adam Fanua Blake's going to be my pick from the New Zealand Warriors. Our next card, this is unbelievable. Our next card is a special one. It's a Try Machine card, and if I gave you a million guesses at who the Try Machine card was, I don't think you'd get it. Blake Ashford from the West Tigers, Try Machine. What a compliment. Blakey Ashford from the West Tigers. So we need to pick a player from the West Tigers. Fuck, we're getting deep into this Tigers camp. It is getting a little bit scary. Now, all of a sudden, Adam Dewey at 6 seems like a great pick. The more and more desperate I get. But can't pick him there. Jock Madden, can't pick him. Can't go near him, surely. So I probably need to pick another middle forward here, realistically. So I might have to go with... might have to go with a James Tamo. I'm not really sure who else to even look at here. Very tough. I'm going to go with James Tamo as another bench forward there. Hopefully we get no more Tigers cards because fuck, it's getting desperate there. I'd love to know who you guys have ended up with from the Tigers. Thank you, Blake Ashford. You've done me in once again. Okay, next one. We haven't had this team yet. Thankfully, this will be a good one. Jamie Lyon from the Manly Seagulls. So he's a really good opportunity if you're like me and you don't have halves yet. I think DCE is the absolute standout there. You could go DCE or Foz. Personally, I just have to go Chez here. I have no choice but to go Dally Cherry Evans in the 7 jersey. That's an easy one for me. Dally Cherry Evans in the 7 jersey. And oh, hasn't this arrived perfectly? Our next card is Cameron Smith. He played for one club, the Melbourne Storm. So we get to pick a player from the Melbourne Storm. I need a 5'8", Cameron Munster. He is running around this weekend. Makes that decision very easy. I've left it very late, but I've ended up with the Queensland Maroons half, DCE and Cameron Munster. Absolutely stoked with how that's played out. And sometimes you can get really good players in other positions and be a little bit patient and still land on your feet. All right, our next card is Kirk Gidley from the Newcastle Knights. We need to pick a player from the Knights. We've already got a few from the Knights. Who have we got? Frizzell, and we had one other, Gagai. So we either need to pick a winger or a hooker. Brayley, all of a sudden, he becomes very interesting. Will I find a better hooker than Brayley over my next 5 cards? I'm not sure. I think I might take this opportunity to grab Brayley. That is Jaden Brayley, of course, from the Newcastle Knights. Thank God he is back, or that would have been some serious trouble for us. So I've picked Jaden Brayley from the Newcastle Knights. He'll be my hooker. So that leaves me with, I need a winger. I need a jersey 17. So that needs to be like a back rower. And then I need jersey 18, 19, 20, which is all of our utility coverage for all the positions. So you need a utility outside back, a utility spine player, and a utility forward as well to finish your squad. Our next card is Slammin' Sam Thaiday from the Brisbane Broncos. All right, I need a winger, and then I need a bench sort of loose forward. So straight away for me, Corey Oates and Selwyn Cobbo are the standouts. I'm going to take a little punt on Cobbo. I just think his potential at the moment is just scary. Corey Oates been in career best form this year, to be fair, but I just love the way that Cobbo plays his footy. Could understand if you went either of those. Would be a handy spot if you didn't have a halfback yet to potentially just grab it out of Reynolds. Could have gone a Tony Staggs. If you needed a front row or a Payne Haas, he would have been really handy as well. All right, our next card.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Sean Fensom from the Canberra Raiders. So I need a player from the Raiders, and now I'm starting to fill out my extended squad, or I can pick Jersey 17, who can be a back rower in my team, which I'm looking at one Hudson Young, who I don't mind the look of. I could go Adam Elliott as well. Probably will go Adam Elliott, actually. Hudson Young or Adam Elliott were my two sort of go-tos there. I'm going to go with Adam Elliott. I think he's been sensational this year, as has Hudson, but he can play through the middle, he can play on an edge, he can do it all, Adam Elliott. So very happy with that pick there. That leaves us with three positions left, Jersey 18, 19, 20, which is our extended squad, our utilities. Normally, I've filled one of these by this point. It's not very often I get to the back end here, and I've filled all my starting team. So that means it's all gone pretty well. All right. Now, this is where you can normally land some absolute all-stars that are pissing you off. They're not in your starting team. But anyway, all right, our first one is an impact card from Stevie Maddow. It's a signature. It's a fake signature, but Stevie Maddow, an impact card. So from the Manly Seagulls. So it has to be someone that's playing this weekend, as we all know the rules there. Manly Seagulls. I essentially look through their squad and go, who's the best guy that I could have in my team? Straight away, standing out to me is probably Jake Trbojevic, Olakau'atu, Ruben Garrick's a really good one to be able to get as an outside back. I love Olakau'atu, though. I could go Kieran Foran as my spine player. I've already got Chez, so I can't pick him. I think as my coverage for the forwards, I think I might go with Gerbo here. So Gerbo can have jersey 18. He can be my coverage for the entire pack there. Gerbo. So our next card is the great Darren Lockyer from the Brisbane Broncos. So I need a player from the Brisbane Broncos. I've already picked Selwyn Cobbo. I've already got my forward coverage on my bench, so I either need to pick a player to cover my spine or a player to cover my outside backs that I don't have already. I'm going to go with Katoni Staggs here. I'm going to pick Staggs as my coverage for my outside backs. So explosive, so dangerous, Katoni, coming off a couple of quiet weeks, but I am a big Katoni fan. And our last one is Brett Camorley from the Canterbury Bulldogs. I need the last player I need for my bench. I've got Gerbo, coverage for the forwards, Staggs, coverage for the outside backs. Now I need coverage for my spine. You know who I'm going with. I'm going with the great Matty Burton. Fuck, he's had a good season. Absolutely killing it for Canterbury. Guys, that's my 20 spots filled up. I'll read my team out to you. James Tedesco at fullback. Selwyn Cobbo on the wing. Val Holmes on the other side. Gagai and Latrell in the centres. Cameron Munster at 6. DCE at 7. Joe Offahengawi in the front row with Big Tino. Jaden Brayley at 9. Angus Crichton in the second row with Tyson Vrazel. Cam Murray in jersey 13. My bench, Adam Dewey is my utility. AFB and James Tamu is my middle forwards. And Adam Elliott in jersey 17. My coverage for the forwards, Jake Trbojevic. My coverage for the outside backs, Tony Staggs, and my coverage for the spine is Matty Burton from the Canterbury Bulldogs. Very, very happy with how that turned out. I left my halves for a very long time. Took a punt on taking Latrell in the centres, hoping I'd get a better fullback. Managed to get Teddy. So very, very happy with how that all turned out. Probably out of my spine, probably the worst one I got was Jaden Brayley, but I'm pretty happy with him, to be completely honest with you. And there was no out-and-out star hookers that really came after him realistically. So pretty happy that I managed to get Jaden Brayley. Interested to hear who you guys ended up with at hooker and who you ended up in the halves too, because I waited quite a while to get myself a star half. Ended up with DC and Munster, so very happy with that. Forward pack stacked. Joe O, Tino, Angus, Frizzell, Cam Murray, AFB, James Tamu probably wasn't a great pick, but when we got so deep into the West Tigers, it left us with very limited options. Can't believe how many fucking Tigers came up. That was unbelievable. Adam Elliott, happy with him, and then my three on the extended, Gerbo, Staggs, and Burton. Very, very happy with those three. Guys, make sure you send your team in to me. Remember, it has to be. Well, I don't have to remind you now. You've listened to the podcast. It'd be pretty stupid for me to tell you now. You know the rules. Send them in to me on the Instagram page. Let me know where you went differently. Let me know if I maybe forgot anyone that was a must get during this time. I do it all pretty quickly. Hopefully you guys are able to pause the podcast and write it down yourself. Very keen to see how your team is different to mine. Make sure you send them in to @rugbyleagueguru on Instagram.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.